Today we're going to talk about the best bundles that you can purchase in Rise of Kingdoms to give you the most amount of value for the money that you're spending. Also, stay tuned because we're going to talk about why you should never make a purchase in the official Rise of Kingdoms PC application. What's going on, guys? Cheers. Now, for the past few days, we've had the recharge rewards available here in Rise of Kingdoms, and I've had people ask me sort of what are the bundles that I purchase for the recharge rewards, and on top of that, what are some of just the best bundles that you can buy for what you're spending in the game. If you're a new player, you probably have no idea which one of these bundles would give you the most advantage, because there's so many of them, they have so many different things in them, they have so many different tiers, a $5 tier, a $10 tier, a $20 tier, and then there's holiday bundles that come around for a limited time, and then there's the daily offers, and then there's the resource bundle, and there's so many things. There's the growth fund, the supply depot. There's a ton of ways to spend money in the game, right? And so it's really easy to get confused as to where should you as a player be spending so that way you benefit the most. Now, the first thing I want to talk about is how much money you should be spending on Rise of Kingdoms as a player of a free-to-play game. That value depends completely on the individual. I can't sit here and say you should be spending this amount per month, or that this is the total spend you should have for your account to be good. That's not the case at all. A majority of you guys probably shouldn't spend anything on Rise of Kingdoms, because again, it's just a free-to-play game. Everything that you're purchasing in this game is a temporary advantage and will only exist for as long as the game exists. It's not the same as buying a pack of Pokemon cards or a video game or a phone. These things are tangible that you will keep forever. Speedups in Rise of Kingdoms not only are used and are then gone, but also will eventually be gone once the game is taken offline, and that could be in 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, who knows. But my point is, every purchase in this game is temporary, okay? So keep that in mind when you're spending money here, and only spend what you can and not what you feel like you must spend in order to compete, because the reality is that there's always going to be somebody who spends more money than you. Focus on saving your money, okay? Focus on investing in stocks right now. Right now, stocks are really cheap. This is a great time for you to get into the stock market, because stocks have gone down so much. Think about your retirement. Think about your future family. Those are things that you should be saving for, okay? And once all of that is taken care of, or at least you've considered it and you've put a little bit of money there, okay, then you should consider spending on a mobile game, because let's face it, even if this game isn't a priority, it's still fun, okay? The game is still fun, and it brings tons of hours of entertainment and value to you and to me, which is why I spend money in Rise of Kingdoms, but that doesn't mean everybody should. So ask yourself, how much is entertainment worth to you? And that's how much you should spend after your priorities are settled. Okay, the next thing I want to talk about is recharge rewards. Okay, this is a great time to spend money in Rise of Kingdoms if you typically don't and only want to spend when you get the most amount of value. Why is this? Because every single day, if you recharge 2,500 gems per day, then you get an extra bonus chest, and these chests have really good stuff in them. Day 2, day 4, and day 5 always come with 10 legendary commander sculptures, for as far as I can remember, and that's great. That's 30 legendary commander sculptures for a relatively low investment. Now, in order to claim each day, you have to have purchased the day before, and you have to complete all 5 days of purchase before the timer runs out. So if for me, there's only 3 days left, there's no way for me to get the fifth day here. So like, if for me, it wouldn't be worth it on this account, but I'm just saying, for you, you want to maximize all of these days if you're going to make a purchase during this time period. Now, this has to be a recharge gem amount. If you purchase what is known as a pop-up bundle, you're going to get gems in the form of items in your inventory, and these do not count towards your recharge. If I use these 400 gems, you'll see I gain 400 gems, but then if I go over to the recharge rewards, I still have zero recharged for the day. So any bundle that pops up that is timed, so that is Fate Changers, that is Writer of History, right? Those types of bundles do not count towards recharge rewards, so please keep that in mind. Also, if you go over the 2,500 gems, it does not count for the next day. So you can't make a bunch of purchases on day one, and then each of these will unlock over time. That's not how it works. You have to make a new purchase every single day after reset. Okay, so with all of that being said, where should you actually spend? Like, what bundles should you actually buy if you're interested in spending money in Rise of Kingdoms? Okay, and the first few things that I would recommend actually are not super value bundles. I would actually recommend for most players, the growth fund is probably the best value for the amount of money that you're spending, because you're getting an insane amount of gems here. Okay, hitting City Hall level 25 is something that, you know, if you're a long-term player of the game, you're going to do that eventually, which means you are guaranteed to at least get everything here, right? And the last reward is 40,000 gems. That's a ton of gems. Getting all of the gems from the growth fund all at once is basically enough gems in order to spin the Wheel of Fortune to 100, if I remember correctly. If not, it's very, very close to doing so, and that's very crucial, because 100 spins is really good value. You get a ton of great sculptures here, so keep that in mind. The growth fund is probably the best place to spend in Rise of Kingdoms. Now, I know this is slightly different than what we were talking about with the recharge rewards. This doesn't really apply to the recharge rewards, so keep that in mind. We're just talking about value here. Moving on, though, the 30-day gem supply is another extremely good value for your money. You spend $10 and you get 20,000 gems over time, so that's over the course of 30 days. So as long as you're going to play and log in every day, you're going to get the most value out of the 30-day gem supply. Now, it is worth noting that the 30-day gem supply does actually count towards your recharge rewards, so if you're getting low on your 30-day gem supply, you can purchase that as a 2,200 gem recharge towards the recharge rewards. And the 30-day gem supply, sort of they're additive, right? So let's say you still have 5 days left and you purchase a 30-day gem supply, you now have 35 days left, so you can continue to purchase the 30-day gem supply and increase the duration with which you're going to obtain gems. So even if your 30-day gem supply isn't over just yet, if it will be within the next couple of days, perhaps this is a good time during a recharge rewards to purchase the 30-day gem supply, because then you only need to recharge 300 more gems for that day in order to get the rewards for the recharge rewards. And you can easily accomplish that by purchasing the daily special offer, right? You could spend $199, get the Treasure of Wisdom, and boom, you're good to go. So if you've already bought the growth fund and you already have the 30-day gem supply and you're still looking for places to spend money, then we can start to talk about some of the super value bundles, because the gem store is a scam. You should never, ever, 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 ever spend money here. I don't see the reason to. If you're spending money here, it means that you need a ton of gems right away, which means you probably didn't plan appropriately for a Wheel of Fortune or like an egg event or something like that. So as long as you're planning appropriately for your spending, you probably will, you'll just never need this lump sum of gems. It's just not a good value. So which of the super value bundles should you be purchasing? Well, what I would recommend first is look to see if there is a holiday event. Right now we have the Beautiful Collection event. This is for, I guess, the museum event that we have right now, and typically the holiday events give you some of the best value in the game, far and beyond the super value bundles that you normally have access to. And these holiday events typically come around every other month, if I'm not mistaken. It depends, obviously, you know, you have extra holiday events near the end of the year because you have Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and you have New Year's, so there's a ton of things right there. And then in February you have Valentine's Day, so that time of year typically there's a lot more to spend on. But throughout, you know, there's going to be a summer event, a spring event, there's going to be a fall event, so there's always something coming around the corner. So keep in mind, if you don't see a holiday event right now and you don't remember having one recently, there's probably going to be one coming up, and typically Lilith will announce when there's going to be holiday events in their mails. Okay, so pay attention to that, because the holiday bundles are definitely some of the best value that you can get in Rise of Kingdoms, specifically because of whatever the holiday event items are. Typically you can exchange them for some number of legendary commander sculptures, right? That's really where the value is for the holiday event bundles. And realistically, legendary commander sculptures are one of the biggest bottlenecks for progression in Rise of Kingdoms, right? Over time, eventually you're going to get to max city hall, you're eventually going to get tier 5 units, but you're not guaranteed legendary commander sculptures unless you have a certain VIP level, and even then that's a very slow and small amount over time. So that's what makes the value so high for these holiday bundles, is that you get those sculptures. And keep in mind, this has multiple tiers. You can spend a few hundred dollars on just the holiday bundles alone, on top of the growth fund and the supply depot. Most players should stop here, right? That's pretty much it for most players. Spending a few hundred dollars every other month on Rise of Kingdoms is that's a lot of money for entertainment, right? Okay, so that's pretty much where, you know, if you're a low spender, that's it. You should only be spending on holiday events that come around once in a while, and on the Growth Fund and Supply Depot. That's pretty much it. The 30-day gem supply is what I meant to say. However, I do recognize that there are other places you can get value in Rise of Kingdoms, so let's go ahead and talk about that. Now, beyond the holiday events, King's Coronation is definitely the best super value bundle that you can purchase, okay? And that's why you see a lifetime purchase limit of one. You can only max purchase this bundle one time, whereas a lot of the other bundles in here, pretty much every bundle in here, you can buy multiple times. It's great value. You get more speed ups here than pretty much any other bundle that I can think of, and you get a ton of gems and all that stuff. So this is definitely a good place to spend. You also get a lot of stone here as well, which you're going to need to level up your city hall and your wall. So King's Coronation, great place to spend if there's no holiday bundle around. And again, you can only buy this once, so if you want to, I would say go ahead and do it. And we're right now, this is my farm account, which is why you don't see me having this purchase on my main account. I did max purchase this as well. Next, I want to talk about the 30-day research speed up supply. This is actually pretty good value if you don't have tier 5 units yet, and that's what you're focusing on. So if you already have tier 5 units, obviously you don't want to buy this, okay? This is only for those of you who are pushing for tier 5 units. Maybe you want to time your tier 5 upgrade with a Mightiest Governor event or something like that, so you can push a ton of power and gain those sculptures from there. This stacking these items, these research items, and saving them over time to use all at once for Mightiest Governor is probably a really good strategy, and definitely a good value here for $14.99. This is another 30-day thing that you obtain over time, so keep that in mind as well. You do have to wait to get the maximum value out of that. Moving on, we do have the Growth Booster. Now, this is a timed bundle that comes around once in a while. I personally have never purchased this because they implemented this into the game after I've already started playing, okay? So this I never really needed. It gives you a ton of speed ups and some resources. This is decent value if you're, again, you're still pushing for tier 5, you're still pushing to max your city hall. The Growth Booster is decent value, probably slightly better value than you would see from your standard super value bundle. Next, let's talk about the daily special offer. This is a really good value if you're just looking to spend a couple of dollars and you really need to get the commander that's listed here, okay? Now, if you guys didn't know, this list of commanders does change over time. So if you're a brand new player and you're wondering how I'm able to like get Attila and Takeda here for the super value bundle, it's because this expands as your account gets older, okay? So keep that in mind. But for most players, you're going to be looking to purchase Yisong A from this list, okay? Yisong is by far and away the best and most versatile commander for the daily special offer, and the fact that you have the opportunity to get anywhere from 1 to let's say 15 or 18 sculptures per day for $5 is good value. Keep in mind, a majority of the time you're only going to get one sculpture, okay? A majority of the time, or I should say a majority of the time, you'll get three or less sculptures, okay? So you're not going to get very many sculptures of a legendary from this, but it is one of the only ways that you can get legendary sculptures for such a low price, okay? So this is an extremely good value. You get a golden key, you get some resources, and this is also per dollar spent the best way to get VIP points, okay? If what you're looking for is a ton of VIP points, then buying the the daily special offer every single day is going to be the best way to get VIP points per dollar, okay? So keep that in mind. A lot of you guys are pushing for VIP 10, VIP 13, 14, whatever it is. This is where you want to go, okay? This is going to be the best place to get VIP. All right, I've already given you guys a ton of options for good value for spending in Rise of Kingdoms. So if you're at this portion of the video, you're probably pushing into the mid spender area, or your account is very young and you really just want to get to max city hall and T5 before reducing your spending. If that's the case, then there's a couple of bundles here that are worth it, okay? One thing to note is that if you don't have City Hall 25 and you've already considered and or purchased everything I've talked about prior to this, then the City of Hope bundle is what you want to get, okay? The City of Hope bundle is just going to give you a ton of building speed ups, and there's only one reason you would want those, and that's to push to City Hall 25. Beyond that, if you've already maxed City Hall 25 but you haven't gotten tier 5 yet, then Fountain of Wisdom is going to be your best option. Again, assuming you've already purchased everything we've talked about here before, or, you know, if there is no holiday going on right now and you really want to push for it or something like that, Fountain of Wisdom is going to be your best option. Now, I would say compared to everything else we've talked about, Fountain of Wisdom and City of Hope they're not very good value. Okay. They're not very good value. They're just simply the best value you could get in the event that you need what they give you and you've already purchased everything else that we've talked about, or they're not available at the time. Next, I want to talk about the Call of the Ancients bundle, which currently is not in my game right now. Shout out to Dragothian for this. I think this was a thumbnail of one of his videos a long time ago. I just googled Call of the Ancients and this is what came up. The Call of the Ancients bundle comes around, I think, every 2 weeks, basically whenever Ark of Osiris comes around. And this is actually an incredibly good value bundle if you are fighting a ton in KVK, or I guess in Ark, although I wouldn't really recommend using a ton of speed ups in Ark, but anyway, you could do that. The value is only here if you're going to use the healing speed ups. Okay, so again, you really need to value those healing speed ups a ton. If you're at the point in KVK where you're using universal speed ups to heal your hospital, this is an incredibly good bundle for you. But again, that is only if you've already hit T5, you've already, your account is in late game. Okay, that's when you would buy Call of the Ancients. And Call of the Ancients sort of makes the War Machine bundle not very worth it unless you don't value the healing speed ups at all, in which case the War Machine bundle is better, obviously, because still training speed ups, which I guess you would prefer. Okay, now we're getting into like the late game whale bundles. This is where we talk about geared up. Okay, geared up is, you know, if you already have a ton of commanders that you have maxed out, you already have T5, you already have everything that you need, and all that you care about is equipment now, then you have no choice but to buy the geared up bundle. And or there are some timed bundles or monthly bundles. Sometimes it's the monthly bundle where it'll let you either choose materials and crystal keys, or it'll you know, there will be a bundle that shows up that will just give you this stuff. That would be a better value than this one. Otherwise, if it's not the monthly bundle season, then geared up is your only regular daily super value bundle that you should purchase. Bumper harvest is like literally if you just need a ton of resources and you want gems, or if you don't care about gems and only want resources, then you can go for the special resource bundle. This is for like omega whales. Okay, we're talking about krakens at this point. Okay, pretty much nobody should be buying the special resource bundle. Like, it's just you need to have like maxed everything, and all you care about is like fighting in KVK, and you already have a ton of speed ups because you've already spent thousands of dollars this month. Okay, that's like the only time you should buy that. Furthermore, New World is a weird bundle because you only ever would buy this one for the passport pages. If you need passport pages, you have no choice but to buy this bundle. So I can't really talk about the value here because, again, it is invaluable to be able to leave your server and go somewhere else. So, you know, this bundle is something that maybe you want to buy occasionally just in case your KVK or your kingdom loses a few KVKs and it collapses and everyone leaves. At least you have a couple of New World bundles with passport pages saved up. That's something you could do. And this is definitely a place where if you buy the $4.99 and the $9.99 bundles, you'll get 3 passport pages total, and that will count towards your recharge rewards. And then you basically can just save those passport pages for the day when the day comes eventually that you may have to leave your kingdom. It happens to the best of us, trust me. Okay, now let's talk about bundles that are timed pop-up bundles that don't count towards recharge rewards but are absolutely worth it if you're spending money at the time that they show up. Obviously, the Writer of History is the best bundle that you can purchase in Rise of Kingdoms. I don't know why this screenshot shows it as $7.99. Maybe this isn't US dollars, maybe this is some other currency, but this is a $4.99 bundle if you live in the United States, and it's a comparable value pretty much everywhere else. But for $5, you get 10 legendary commander sculptures, and that is insanely good value. Every single time that this shows up, you should purchase it if you're not a free-to-play player. Basically, even low spenders should buy this for $5. Like, if this is the only $5 you spend every month on Rise of Kingdoms, it should be this one because it's just so much value here beyond 30-day gem supply. Okay, that's like maybe the only exception. Writer of History, insanely good value. I buy it every single time it shows up, regardless. Sometimes you want to summon legendaries just to buy this bundle if you are an addict like me. Okay, next let's talk about Fate Changer. Okay, this is actually a really good bundle, a really good value for you if you need what it offers. Okay, so essentially this bundle pops up when you take significant troop losses in the game. So whether your city gets zeroed or you're in just you've put like 5 T5 armies into a flag and you take a massive rally on your own, you may get a Fate Changer bundle pop-up. And in the early game, Fate Changers range anywhere from like $1 to $20. They're relatively inexpensive, but that's typically not when you want to buy a Fate Changer. in the late game, you get $50 and $100 Fate Changer bundles that do show up. And again, these are very good value if you care about the healing speed ups. That's the only time that you should buy Fate Changer, is if you need the training and healing speed ups. The benefit of Fate Changer, even though it doesn't count towards recharge rewards, is that you don't have to buy the $5, $10, $20, and $50 bundle in order to get the 25,000 gems that you get here. Okay, so that's one of the downsides of the super value bundle, is that in order to get 25,000 gems from the $100 purchase, you have to buy all the bundles before that. Fate Changer is not the case. You can just straight up buy the $100 bundle and boom, you get 25,000 gems. So if what you want is gems right away and you don't mind these speed ups, this is good value. But again, most players shouldn't be buying Fate Changer bundles, because we've talked about a ton of other places where you could buy better value. There's also the Vanquisher bundle. This bundle shows up when you combine blueprints for a new legendary piece of equipment that you've never gotten before. So this is basically the equipment version of the Writer of History, and I would say its value is comparable. I buy this every time I see it, because you get four legendary material choice chests, which is just incredibly good value, and you get some gems too, so why not? These legendary materials, very hard to come by, just like legendary commander sculptures. So this is, again, for me, a no-brainer purchase every time I see it. And for most low spenders, this would be a great place to buy. But again, it doesn't count towards your recharge rewards, and you know, it only pops up every once in a while when you get a new legendary piece, so keep that in mind. Okay, I guess the last thing I want to talk about is Lucerne Scrolls. Okay, this is sort of like the battle pass purchase that you can make in Rise of Kingdoms. Okay, there's a free tier, there's also a paid tier, and the paid tier is far better than the free tier. Now, they did actually make the free tier a lot better these days than it used to be. Back in the day, after like the 30s or something, you just would get nothing for the rest of it. So you actually get some pretty good value for free-to-play players regardless. But you have two bundle options here. You can either get the $5 bundle, which unlocks the premium tier, or you get a $20 bundle that will give you 50% more for completing the challenges, and you get 10 levels instantly. Now, what I recommend for most players is, if you want to spend money here, do the $5 bundle, as long as you know you can complete all the challenges for all the weeks. If you look at the bottom here, you'll see how many days are left for this season. If there's only a couple of days left and you know you can't finish this regardless of the purchase, then don't buy it. It's not worth it. Only buy this if you know you can get to the max level, and you'll always get a legendary piece of equipment here. I think it's always been one of the pieces that shows up in the gold or in the crystal keys. I don't think I've ever seen like an accessory here, or like a set piece, or a weapon. Have we seen a weapon here? I don't think so. It's pretty much always going to be one of the more common legendaries, if that makes sense. But nonetheless, it's still a legendary blueprints, so that's good to know. And most of the stuff here, for most players, you're going to find value at some point in. So, you know, maybe you don't value the resources too much here, but there are some gems, there's some gold keys, there's a couple legendary commander sculptures, there's some cosmetics here, and you know, most of the stuff, eventually you will find some value for it. And this comes around every month. There's a new Lucerne Scrolls, which is a decent $5 purchase, I suppose. Now, obviously, I haven't covered every bundle in the game. There are pop-up bundles for certain city hall milestones, which again are good value, but only if you're like pushing for tier five or city hall 25 in the early game, and those eventually go away and then you can't get them anymore. Obviously, you have the returning gifts bundles. There's tons of bundles in the game, but I think at this point I've covered every bundle that's worth purchasing and then some. Okay, most bundles in this game are not worth purchasing for a majority of players, and again, I would stick to the first few things that I recommended in this video. Anything beyond that is starting to enter bigger spending territory, which most players just shouldn't be for a mobile game that's offering temporary rewards. Okay, now let's talk about why you should never make a purchase in the Rise of Kingdoms official PC program. Okay, here we are. This is the beautiful collection bundle. It's $4.99, and I have the choice of using Visa, MasterCard, or PayPal. And this may change depending on your region. It's my understanding that most regions only have these three options. And this $4.99 bundle costs the same no matter where I buy it. So whether or not I buy it on my iPhone, or if I buy it on a Samsung or Android device, or the Huawei App Gallery, or whatever the case is, it's always going to be $4.99. Okay, so it's not that they're charging you more money within the PC client of Rise of Kingdoms. The downside is that you're not getting any of the benefits of making this purchase through an app store that you normally would expect. A much better place to spend in Rise of Kingdoms is the Google Play Store, because depending on your country, you will get Google Play points. These points can then be used to redeem Google Play credits, and this credit is equivalent to money that you can use in Rise of Kingdoms or any other mobile game or app or anything like that. So for example, I have 138 points right here. I could redeem that for $1 of credit, which means that if I go to buy a $5 bundle right now, it's only going to charge my card $4. And you accumulate these points by making purchases in the game, and you also get perks here where you get to claim prizes. I believe it's every single week, and these prizes will give you a random number of play points absolutely for free. There's been times where I've gotten 200 play points just by clicking claim, right? That's $2 that I get for free just by claiming my prize that I get every single week. So essentially what I'm saying is that no matter where you buy the bundles, it's the same price. But with the Google Play Store, not only do you get Google Play points, which means future bundles will be cheaper because of the points, but all of the transactions are processed through Google's payment system. Okay, here you can see I get 7 points for this purchase, and I know that my card is going through Google. So if I have any problems with that transaction, I can reach out to Google support, or I can reach out to my bank and I can sort of dispute that transaction legitimately. Of course, do not refund bundles in the game because you want the stuff for free. You will get banned. Okay, we've talked about this on the channel, but this is again in case you legitimately run into a problem with your purchase. At least you know your payment goes through Google. If you're making the purchase with the Rise of Kingdoms official PC app, not only do you not get the play points, but you also, I personally don't know who's processing those payments. Okay, I don't know where my card number is going when I type it into that client, and it's probably safe, right? I'm willing to give them the benefit of the doubt in that when I put my card number into that client, into the PC app, it's probably safe and secure, but I don't know where it is. For me, Google is a reputable company that I'm familiar with, and everybody knows and uses Google, right? So not only do I think it's safer and more secure just based on my own judgment, but also you get points for free. Now, if you don't have a mobile device where you have access to the Google Play Store, great news, you can use BlueStacks, which is a free emulator for any mobile game, including Rise of Kingdoms. And as long as you have a Google account, you can download BlueStacks, install Rise of Kingdoms, and you can start to make purchases on BlueStacks and get value from the Google Play Store. There will be a link in the description below to download BlueStacks absolutely for free with Rise of Kingdoms. It's an affiliate link, so I benefit from you using my link to download, but I'm not sponsored by BlueStacks, so don't feel compelled to use that link. Only use it if you want to support the channel. Okay guys, this video has been way longer than I thought it would be, but hopefully if you're a new player or you're just starting to look into making purchases for Rise of Kingdoms, that I've given you some good insight as to what bundles are the best value for you. Again, do not spend money in Rise of Kingdoms that you can't afford to just lose. Okay, that's what's happening. The money is just going away. You won't have anything tangible other than the fun experience you get from playing the game, which again does have value. I do value my entertainment, so it's up to you how much you want to spend. With that being said, if you enjoyed the video, drop a thumbs up on it. It really helps out the channel a ton. Subscribe to the channel for more Rise of Kingdoms videos, and also click that bell so you don't miss an upload. And with that being said, guys, thank you so much for watching. This has been OmniArc. I will talk to you guys again soon. Peace.